to the Into the Void podcast with your host, Sammy Starr. Step into the void.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Into the Void. I feel like this is another special episode that we're having today because we have some really amazing mainstays within the death metal industry. I want to have them introduce themselves.
Hello. This is Jukka from Omnium Gatherum. Nice to be here with you all.
It's a pleasure to even have you on this episode. I know you guys have had a pretty illustrious career. I want to say, 25 plus years of you guys doing music together, ever since your first album, Beyond, back in 2013. What inspires you to keep making the music that you've created over the years?
Well, the inspiration is it's a constant and continuing effort.
Mm-hmm.
We like to make music. We wake up liking to make music. We go to sleep in that same mind frame. So it's, in that sense, it's pretty easy, but otherwise it's not.
I know you guys recently are coming out with an EP. How has this creative process challenged you instrumentally compared to anything that you have made in the past? And how was this different? I know you guys have made over 5 albums now up to this point. And I know with Origins, there is this amazing guitar work, but also it contains this kind of dense, kind of dreamy atmosphere. How did you challenge that creative process, and how was that different?
Well, the difference is always with the new releases, new songs, and new ideas to be created. But it's also a continuation from everything that we have done before, because, mm-hmm. It never stops where the latest recording ends. Mm-hmm. So it continues because, if it would be the latest would be the last, then I would say there's nothing more to be aspired to be aspired by or to be achieved. So in that sense, it's a really easy way to go forward because you know that you are not at the end of the line in a sense. So the creative process it's a continuation of what we know, and it's a discovery of the new things that we are maybe able to create in the future, because in that point where we are making the music, we don't really know if it will succeed or not. And I don't mean succeed like in the listener's point of view, but our own point of view, is it good enough to be after the latest release? Because we always want it to be something that makes the music go forward. The ideas of where we challenge ourselves to go forward in that sense. Maybe we are thinking about the next release also when we are making the new music.
Right.
So to make it short, this is what we love to do. So maybe some part of the inspiration also comes from there.
Lyrically, what is Slasher digging into, and how would you say these narrative energies are different from 2021's Origin?
Slasher is kind of a new mindset when compared to Origin and the Burning Call that came before it. Burning Call was basically about the transgressions, hostilities, and different kinds of emotions that happened between people. And Origin is the same thing, but within individual. But Slasher it considers things that are within yourself, but it's something that you have to understand. There's always something that stalks you in your own mind. I'm not talking about stalkers like in the world, because that's just a perversion that reaches the world. But what is within, like in your own mind and in your own heart, that you have to be certain what you do, because Slasher is kind of the doubt that you have.
Right.
It stalks you like in every direction. I think personally that it's a really important thing to be discussed. If people understand more about themselves, then they can feel more empathetic about other people.
Of course. I guess my next question is what have you taken from this EP experience personally and as a musician that you haven't gotten from other releases up to this point?
Well, first of all, this is the first EP that we have ever released. So that's a new experience. Of course, compared to albums, it's only 4 songs, 3 original, 1 cover, The Maniac. In that sense, it's an interesting experience because it's more of like short-lived. But this was meant to be a bridge to the next album. So in that sense, I can understand the shortness of it and the fact that if you think about it like set list-wise, like what we play live.
Of course.
It's a thing that we usually tend to push new songs. Of course, mm-hmm. we play those songs that people also like to hear from the older albums, but with Slasher, we have to be like really mindful of what songs, after it's the whole thing is released, what songs we want to play live. That personally, for me, is a harder thing because there is fewer songs to choose from.
I can imagine going from album to EP, because you're right, an EP is kind of a selective art form in the sense that you're having to choose between so many different songs and then choosing the ones that best represent yourself. I believe it's a stressful but nonetheless rewarding aspect of that process when you choose the ones that not only best represent yourself but is more or less a smaller culmination of what represents you as a band when you finally release it out to the world.
Mm-hmm. Especially like in live experiences.
Of course. What was it like to work on Maniac? I feel like one that is a big highlight on that album since it is such an iconic song. Also, there's a different genre and ethereal context that you guys put onto this song that it makes it just a pleasure to listen to. What was it like to work on that song?
Well, in a sense, it was a delightful experience because that song has that kind of vibe that really fit the whole OG vibe in a sense. It was really easy to transform into Omnium Gatherum songs. We thought that we're going to make it a melodic death metal songs without any clear vocals, anything. We're going to make it like, you know, as much as Omnium Gatherum song as possible, but still respecting the original transcript of the song. And it was easier in a sense to make that song than the other covers that we have made before. Last time we covered Sepultura's We Who Are Not As Others.
Right.
Which was cool. And Subdivisions from Rush back in 2013. And before that, before even I was singing in the band, they made Hangar 18 from Megadeth and they made Money Talks from AC/DC. So different kinds of covers for OG, a little bit like, you know, going into the wider spread of this question. For us, it's the making covers is always about, if we think that this song could fit in a sense in the OG block, then it's okay. And to this point, even the Infected Mushroom cover from Origin fit. But that's a bit of a weird one. You know, it's a psychedelic trance song. So I'm really glad that we did that one because it's bold.
It is bold, but I feel like going back to albums like Origins, you guys have this kind of dense, kind of dreamy atmosphere within your instrumental framework that it allows you to do covers like that, and it maintains like the integrity of who you guys are as a band. So when you do bold choices like that, it's bold, but it's still authentically you guys as a band. So I think it is pretty cool when you guys do take choices like that. And I think Maniac was also a really cool choice as well, because it embodies who you guys are as a band. And I love these kind of really heavy and kind of really dulcet elements that you guys really encompass within this song. It's a pleasure to listen to within the other 3 songs that you have on this EP.
Thank you. I don't know if it was conscious, but you know, it's quite contemporary to have. I think in a way, you know, we didn't like to make a statement, but I would say that it's glad that there is also that kind of like a subconscious statement in that song, that there is not a lot of difference between people in general.
Mm-hmm. No, most definitely, especially when you look at the overall theme of Slasher, like you said, when we're looking at the subconscious of ourselves versus people. I think Maniac, like you said, I don't think you were really trying to do this. Maniac definitely fits within the mold of all these songs that, even though, like, yes, you guys didn't write the song, it just simultaneously fits within the makeup of all these songs. And it's just, it's a pleasure to have that within the EP.
Yeah, that kind of, in that sense, the stars were aligned in that, you know, it just fit to that whole concept.
What are you wanting listeners to take from this EP release, whether they are just getting into this band or they've been a fan of this band for years? Because I know this band might mean something different to those that have been following for years versus those that are just getting into this band just from the start of this EP.
Like I said, like Maniac, it contributes to the basic vibe that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So OG, as a band that is delivering a melodic death metal, but still has, like you said, a dreamy, I would say, like, inventive and consistent. I think that, you know, consistency is a thing that I would like people to have, because if you go back into our catalog, music has changed, but the basic elements of how we aspire ourselves musically and lyrically are kind of still there, but like it has to like transform into something, I don't say new, but something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe in new in that sense. I love new things, but I don't, like, philosophically, I don't believe in new things. I'm reinventing is more of a thing, but I think like OG is reinventing itself. Mm-hmm. Within the albums and like in coming albums, we like to add new things and hooks here and there, like, and new quirks and stuff, but we are not that kind of like a frontier band that are changing their style and genre. That's for different people, and I respect that totally. But for us, we like to stay on the mainframe, but still, like, you know, expand it and experiment like here and there, but because we love the people that want to come, for example, to see our shows. And in the metal community, people also in a way expect consistency,
right?
So we deliver consistency and surprises here and there,
right? So we're talking about consistency and surprises here and there. What does this EP release represent in terms of what's next for you guys? Is there something bigger in the works coming up after this EP release? Can we talk about that?
I would hope so, because this is, like I said, this is a bridge between, for myself, like lyrically, this is a bridge between self-realization to realization in itself. So we're kind of taking it to the streets, in a sense. But I'm kind of like to challenge myself and also our band to create something a little bit more down to earth.
Ah, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yes. I'm not meaning that we're going to change. It's going to be a challenge for ourselves and the challenge for the listeners also. But in that sense that we want to do something that really like pushes it to that kind of limit, when we can remain in that stage that the music is like innovative. Well, it kind of like, you know, subconsciously follows the ways of the world. I'm really looking forward to that surprise that comes within that thought process, that when we are allowing ourselves to go.
Do you feel like within your career, this album cycle is the most challenging that you've had to go through so far?
Let's see.
Ooh, I like that.
I have no idea.
But I want to thank you for coming on to the show, for talking about OG. And, you know, you guys have been, again, doing this for 25 plus years and showing off not only the talent that you guys have been bringing to the death metal scene, but also bringing this kind of eurythmic kind of cadence that makes you guys so special. You guys talk about taking it to the streets and kind of stripping things down a little bit, which is really interesting, I feel, for what the future holds for this next album. I'm really excited to hear what that means for you guys, and I'm pretty sure your fans and even new listeners are going to be interested to hear what that means for them.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here. And of course, you know, what I say, I didn't say for nothing. So we will.
Awesome. Thank you guys for listening to this episode, whether you're listening on YouTube or any other streaming services that Into the Void is on. Thank you, and take care, guys. See you on the next episode.